Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Rehart. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Dick Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tracy Stallard. And now, play ball. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gonder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart juggles the ball. That's an error on Hart. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hiller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stallard for the out. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. McCovey moves to second. It's 1-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. McCovey moves to third. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haller. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Haller steals second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cannell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive towards short. Davenport reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cepeda takes first base on ball 4. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford bunts in front of the plate. Gonder fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Davenport scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Smith fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hart for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, With the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonder strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Cannell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Giants. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 2 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's Giants, 2, Mets, 2. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 3 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 2 in the game. Stallard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. 2 outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou pinch hits for Jesus Alou. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jack Sanford. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.